Hey, good morning, you guys. It is the last day of November. Today's November 30th. Tomorrow is Christmas time, right? December is the beginning of Christmas month, final month of the year. But to the professional direct seller network marketer, we understand that this is like a bonus month. You can get a jump start on next year, actually, because coming up in December, a lot of people gear back and a lot of people kick back. That's the truth. My name is Joe. This is the Daily Deposit. We do this every single weekday live at 11 a.m. The goal here is to give you something to think about, hopefully give you something to that will drive you through the whatever it is that you're going to have to get through to get the day done, to get the results you're looking for. So I was thinking, I got to be honest, that I hit a wall. I personally did hit a wall the other day. I felt really exhausted from all the stuff that we do, and it's a lot of push. It's a lot of work. It's always running leads, and I've been doing it for a long time. I'm like, man, I'm still doing this after all these years, 25 years, right? Like a 60-year-old dude still doing this. And I hit a wall, and then all of a sudden I was reminded of something. I was reminded about a guy that I met once. And interesting character. Maybe you have heard of this guy. His name is David Goggins. Have you ever heard of David Goggins? David Goggins is a really interesting character. I had the opportunity to meet him in a telephone conversation. I did an interview with him and interview him on the telephone because it was just a remarkable story. We had to find out if it was true. And it was true, what we learned about this guy. And we invited David Goggins to come and speak at our live event. Okay, we did a live event. So I was reminded of him just, you know, a couple days ago when I hit the wall and I realized that, you know what, we're really capable of so much more. It's amazing what we're really capable of. And then wouldn't you know that I came across an article out of the clear blue sky. I'm on the internet and all of a sudden I see this article in Business Insider magazine about this very guy. Okay, let me give you a little bit of inspiration here. When you think you've hit the wall, when you think you're exhausted, you have so much more to give. David Goggins had run 70 miles of his 100-mile race when he began to pee blood. It was 2005. Goggins was a 240-pound Navy SEAL. He'd entered the San Diego race to raise money for charity, and it was his first ultra marathon. By the time his kidneys had failed, around the 70-mile mark, he had broken all the small bones in his feet and suffered dual stress fractures in his lower legs. He had shin splints so bad that he had to wrap his ankles in compression tape just to stave off the agony. As he recalls now, it was the worst pain he'd ever been in. I was, to me, on the brink of death. But then Goggins remembered the two mental strategies he's used throughout his Navy SEAL training, not to mention every subsequent test of his physical and mental toughness: visualization and self-talk. Visualization means seeing yourself accomplishing your goals. It's critical for pushing through intense pain and suffering because it recalls the reason for engaging in the task in the first place. It lets you see yourself as the kind of person who perseveres, not the kind who gives up. Self-talk is the quiet, if silent, reminders you give yourself to stay assured that the task can be completed. It's the mantra you repeat to stay calm, or the adrenaline-pumping chant you use to get fired up. Goggins began telling himself he was the toughest, strongest, and most determined person on earth. Whether it was true was irrelevant. The point was it got him to visualize getting from the chair, then taking one step and then another. I believed it enough to where my body said, he's not going to stop. And I took all the negative things, I need to go to the hospital, this and that, and I used it. He ended up completing the final 30 miles nonstop. The mindset has helped Goggins become arguably the best endurance athlete of all time. He's the only person to have completed Navy SEAL training twice, Army Ranger School, and the Air Force Tactical Air Control training. He has completed two Navy SEAL Hell Weeks, run 100 miles in 19 hours. He's run 135 miles in just under 26 hours. He's done over 4,000 pull-ups in 24 hours, a Guinness World Record, and he completed the Ironman World Championship in just over 11 hours, and the list goes on. Self-talk and visualization work for Goggins because they hold him, they let him hold himself accountable. He said even when he hits the dreaded wall, he reminds himself that most walls have doors. So in his mind, he searches for the door, and when he finds it, he bashes it in. If you choose to do something, attack it. You can hate me, but there's one thing you can't say about me, is that I didn't attack it. I urge you to do a Google search. Look this guy up, David Goggins. Remarkable story. And it's a true story. You know, when he talks about this race, the reason he was doing these things, the reason he does this charity, he does have this charity, and the reason he does this is for kids. See, as a Navy SEAL, I guess he was in the war zone. He was fighting in the Iraq, Iran, all that stuff. He'd been around years and years and years in there. And at the Navy SEAL, these are the heavy-duty guys, right? He's not just changing the oil. He's out there on the front. And he was seeing people around him, people that were his friends and his, you know, his contemporaries being killed. And he came back and he decided that what he was going to do was raise money. And the money goes to the Warrior Foundation. And what they do with this money is it's only for the children of warriors who have been killed in battle. That's who gets the money. It's for college and for, you know, helping kids have a normal life because one of their parents or both of their parents are deceased as a result of their commitment. It's an amazing, amazing story. Let me share with you some of his things. This is, and then I'll close with a couple of closing comments here. Going all the way back to 2005, San Diego one-day race, 24 hours, 100 miles. He did it in 18 hours and 56 minutes. The Badwater Ultra Marathon, 30 hours, 18 minutes. The Badwater Ultra Marathon, that's, I think, a 135-mile race in Death Valley with 120, 130-degree heat, a marathon. Ultraman World Championship, 24 hours, 21 minutes, 23 seconds. He came in second place. He ran the Badwater Ultra Marathon again. He finished in third place. That was a 25-hour, 49-hour race. Leadville 100, 22 hours. The Grapevine, 48-hour national championships. 39 hours of running, 205 miles. And the list goes on. I mean, he finished in something called the Strolling Gym 24-miler, 24 miles. I'm sorry, 40 miles. 4 hours, 54 seconds, first place. That was last year. Something called the Infinitus 88K, one of the hardest and most brutal races in the world. It brings out the toughest competitors. He won this race in a clean 12 hours, 20 minutes ahead of the next finisher. That was just last year. Zane Grey, 50 milers, 13th place. Music City Ultra, 50K, first place. Hellgate, 100K, fifth place. The Guinness Book of World Records, 17 hours completing 4,030 pull-ups and tearing his hands apart in the process. His previous attempt just fell short. After training for 5 months, he came back and claimed the record. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records. This is a guy who is driven. This is a guy who's willing to fight through the pain. This is a guy who's willing to do whatever it takes. I draw great inspiration from this. The other day I was having a little pity party for myself. Things aren't going the way that I want them to go. You know, the holidays are here. I want to have more. I want to do more. I want to get a bigger house. It's like all this stuff is going on. And sometimes you just feel like, well, you know, very easy to blame. It's very easy to point the finger. Oh, the leads aren't that good, and I'm not digging the conference call. The radio show's a big waste of my time. People have all of these things that go through their mind when really at the end of the day, it's just about recommitting to what your goal is, what your focus is, what is your real reason for doing this. I want you to take the time to check this guy out, okay? David Goggins. You'll get some inspiration. Also want to remind you that tonight there is it's Thursday. Oh, so if it's Thursday, you know what that means. Hey, Rob, thank you very much. We may be wrapping up today. Got to get a hold of you-know-who. He's dragging his feet again. But I want you guys to know that there is a call to freedom today, hosted by our man, Rob Hanley. He's a great host. He'll be there tonight. You know, if you really want to make some money here in Titan, in the new Titan Empire, What you have to do is just use the tools. You know, the only way, quite frankly, well, not, I won't say the only way. Let me correct that. The fastest way. There is a shortcut. If you want to get to the money, all you got to do is like use the tools, right? Let Rob do the work. Let Rob do the work for you. He's more than happy to do it. That's tonight. Going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single Tuesday and Thursday night. It's called The Call to Freedom. I'm going to give you the number here in 1 second. So I had the opportunity to meet this guy, David Goggins, in person. He's very humble. He's slight. You wouldn't believe it. At one point when he first ran that first marathon, the story is he came home and he said, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. He was driven. He had never run any kind of endurance race. He had never been in any kind of that's not what he did. He was a weightlifter. He was a huge 240-pound Navy SEAL, right? He was buff. He was huge. And he had this idea. He was going to pursue himself, and he was going to push himself. And so he decides that he's going to run in this 135-mile race, okay? And he goes to apply for the race, and they said, man, you can't run here. This is by invitation only. You can't just come and walk in here and run this race. Are you kidding? You'll die. You have to be invited. You have to qualify. So in order to qualify, he went and ran that race 100 miles in San Diego, okay, without ever training. This is the crazy part. It's not like he built up. You know how people who are marathoners, they get in, they train, they get ready for the marathon. That's not what he did. He just made the decision that he was going to do it. Kind of like when we decided that we're going to get in Titan, when we're going to get in Free Enterprise, we're just going to do it. Let's just go do it and get it done. It's proven that it works. Well, this guy, he goes to get into this bad water race. That says, sorry, you can't. You'll die. It's 130 degrees out there. It's a 135-mile race. It's in the blazing sun. It's through Death Valley. No, you can't go. We can't be responsible. So then he goes and he jumps into this 100-mile race with no prep. And the story that I shared with you a moment ago is a true story. His wife was a nurse. She was there. And when he hit that wall at 70 miles, she was concerned. He was dying. His urine was blood. He was bleeding, right? It was running down his leg. He had broken every bone, the small bones in his feet. His kidneys were failing. The guy was dying on the side of the road. She wrapped him in a blanket. It's like, come on, you're going to the hospital. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm finishing this. And he got up and he ran 30 more miles. And one of the things I'll tell you, when I met this guy on a radio interview the first time we met him, one of the things he said is this. He says, I hate running. He said, it's like the most unfavored thing that I do. I can't stand it. He goes, I get up in the morning, I got to go train now, and I can't stand it. I can't believe I've got to do it again every single day, every single day. He says, it's not what I want to do, but I do it because it's something I got to do. All right, here's the phone number for the Call to Freedom tonight. 515-605-9022. I'll say it again. 515-604-9022. And there's a pin code. It's 808-408. 808-408. That's it for me. I want to thank you guys for being here today. Thank you for showing up here every single day. I'm going to do my best to be back here tomorrow. A couple of challenges facing us here, but we're going to do our best. So thank you again for being here. Remember, it is the daily deposit. What that means is every single day, every day you can put something good into your noodle by coming here. And every single day, if you do the work, you can make a deposit in the new Titan Empire. Until tomorrow, everyone. Thank you.